Unit 1. Reading 1. Be as aware of when appointments are due to end as you are of when they begin. For example, suppose that you are making a date to meet with a colleague to discuss an issue at work or a date to have coffee with a friend. When arranging the time to meet, arrange also the time to finish. You will need to make some estimate of how long you need together, but the ability to make such estimates improves with practice. There are two reasons for scheduling the ends of appointments. The first is so that you know when you will be free for other activities and appointments. The second is that if everyone knows when the meeting will end, you will make better use of the time you have together.